This is going to be a fun one. Katie, I need you and Connor to come up here today. Come on, Nicole. I got too many things I got to give away, and I don't want to take any of them home. You're just going to love this.
That's right.
I had said, well, we got the big kids. And you guys aren't near as cute as the rest of them. You're going to sit there, you're going to behave yourself. I thought today, when we're going to talk about hope, and do you guys know what, like, the word transformation means? It's a big word. You know what it means? Well, that's one way. Huh? Like when you change things. And the thought that went through my mind is, I bet you, all three of you, your moms have said, don't get dirty. And what have you done? You got dirty. And, yep. So, what happens from that dirt to cleanliness is transformation. And that's really what Jesus came to do. He came to change us. He came to transform us. He came to make us different. And so, I've got something here that I want to give you. And I want you to look at this and give some thought to it. These are suckers. Here, you and Roger can have one too. You can have a pink one. How about a green? Want a green one? You can have a pink. You can have that pink one. Let me use your yellow one for a second. These are suckers with ants in them. And we look at those and we think, well, what good can come out of that? Sure, you can eat them. But what happens is, in this sucker, is God can take that ant and transform it into something that's good because of the sugar, the artificial flavor. This one is banana. It's called Ant Licks Banana. But God can transform anything. He can transform this yellow sucker, this banana-flavored sucker with ants in it that doesn't look very appetizing. And by adding to it syrup, black ants, natural and artificial flavoring, and yellow five, he can transform this sucker into something really good. You think they're chocolate?
Yeah.
You'll find out, won't you? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you transform our lives. You change us. You make us new. Thankful, Father, that as you can change our lives and you can change this sucker, you make all things new. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now, before you leave, I got two things for you. I have this box here, and this is a box that Ruth Estep brought. And I'm stealing an idea that I heard from Judy Cotman yesterday. But I'm going to give this box to Connor. He raised the first one to raise his hand. We're going to do something called, if they can do it, Stump the Pastor. So, Connor, I want you to put something in that box next week that we can talk about. But I don't want to know what it is before next Sunday morning. So don't tell Roger. But we're going to do that. Okay? Now, I've got something else. We've got to put a couple things up here. Come on. We got to put some people or something up here. I think we're going to do, how about a camel? Let's do a camel. I'll give you the camel. I will give a wise man to you and a wise man to Nicole. Oh, I almost got burned. To you all, we'll put those up there. We'll have some more for next week. Okay? Putting back there, okay? There will be Christmas. All right. Hey, thanks.